Isoflam is a pre-emerge herbicide that works very well in warm season turf grass systems. With the expansion of native slash natural areas in golf courses, we wanted to explore this herbicide in use in these areas for effective weed control, long-term weed control. And so we did multiple research trials as we thought there was different influences with this product that may have implications in a native or natural environment. So we looked at endazoflam applications, 49 grams per hectare. And the main species tolerance we were looking at was little bluestem, big bluestem, Indian grass, and actually tall fescue. That's why I have native slash natural, because some of these are not actually native species, but we have quote-unquote naturalized these in areas or made them low-maintenance areas. We also looked at application timing in spring, summer, fall, and winter. Spring and fall as being typical times that we would apply the pre-emerge herbicide for summer annual or winter annual weeds. And we also wanted to look at the summer applications and winter applications to maybe see if we were looking at maybe spectacle total, if we can increase or have a weed control application that had post and following with pre. Application methods were typical broadcast or over the top. We had what was called a directed spray application. This was very difficult to apply as we identified two grass species within these 10 by 10 plots. And sprayed everywhere but the species itself, and then would come back and rate that individual grass species in that plot to make sure that if we had any injury, it was not from the actual directive, it was not from the broadcast or over-the-top application. We tested both spectacle flow and spectacle G in these, and one of the interesting and I would say the funnest part about this project was the vegetative management. The mown and non-mown was not as much as fun as the burned and not burned. I like to burn stuff, and so we thought at the initiation of this project that if turf managers are burning native areas, it would have an effect on efficacy as the high carbon content in the soil would bind to the herbicide and would not therefore be effective for weed control. So kind of a summary of all of these projects that we put together, species tolerance, we had 0% phytotoxicity across all evaluated species. Application timing, no injury was observed, whether it was spring, summer, fall, or winter. And there was no residual effects when it came to transition, especially in the spring for these warm season native turf grass species. All application methods resulted in no injury, which is very good. Formulation, the same thing. Very common trend that we're seeing here that there was no implications. Vegetative management, prior mowing, post-mowing over the top, burning or non-burning also did not have effects on the native turf grass tolerance. I do have a comments and concerns slide here. Slight injury was observed from non-grass species within these plots. We did not have a uniform coverage of non-grass species, but this may be something of concern when we're looking at a high flora diversity, especially for maybe native habitat pollination. But that can be with applications and selecting certain areas on the golf course will kind of combat that. Safe for applications year-round. We did find that the directed spray application was not useful in obviously a native grass stand where we would have to apply the herbicide around everything except the grass species because it is a more of a diverse mono stand. Maybe this would be good for a native or naturalized area with a different type of species or larger species, more of an ornamental. The formulation, the comments that I have here, it depends on the terrain, really depicts on the formulation used. At Colbert Hills Golf Course was very hilly. It was difficult to walk through the native turf grass species to do broadcast applications, where a granular application was a lot easier to apply. And since we saw no difference in turf grass tolerance, you would use pick formulation depending upon the terrain or even equipment that was available. Vegetation management, we do not have to judge any pre-existing mowing or burning. Vegetation management applications, it did not influence it. So to kind of sum this up, I gave it a little report card. Species tolerance, I gave it a B. I didn't give it an A 100% because we only tested little bluestem, big bluestem, and a couple other species. We did see some species injury when it came to broadleaf, and so I can't go ahead and give it an A, but I did give it a B. Application timing, A, regardless of year, and dazaflam at 49 grams per hectare was great. Method, I gave a B because, quite frankly, the directed spray was a big pain in the butt to put out. Luckily, we figured that out, so the broadcaster over the top worked. And for formulation and vegetation management, I did give it an A, and these are only for factors that we tested within these six research studies there at Kansas State on native turf grass species. So there's my rapid stuff, and I still have 9 seconds left.
Thank you, Jared.
Thank you.